All right, let's go to the Revolution Hotline. And we've been talking about this young lady for a few weeks now. Finally, fortunate to get her on. Her name is Patience Beard. She is a Razorback cheerleader, and she joins us in the zone. Patience!
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for your, you know, patience. We had a long commercial set there, so thanks for bearing with us.
First radio interview, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm excited.
I find this hard to believe, actually. Surely, okay, now there was a story a while back, and for those of you who are just tuning in, we've been talking about this a little bit before now, but Patience is a Razorback cheerleader, and the unique thing is, A, she's super awesome at it, but B, she has a prosthetic leg, and it's a zebra-patterned prosthetic leg, and you got some national attention from Yahoo Sports, and so, and that's why I say I'm surprised that this is the first radio interview, because certainly you've gotten some TV interest, and I'm sure some other media outlets, I guess, have caught on to the story.
Oh, yes, sir. There's been quite a few.
Yeah. So what, obviously you're very comfortable talking about it. I read a little bit of the background on the Yahoo story that when you were young, your mom took a step or two to make sure that you were comfortable with you know, the situation. And I know it's, and when you're a kid, you know, kids are going to look at each other, I guess, no matter what the deal is. But certainly when you're unique, it's kind of a unique situation. So just talk about that a little bit and how you got over that at an early age.
Oh, definitely. I mean, obviously, whenever you're growing up, you always go through a stage where you're, you know, self-conscious about every little thing. Like, oh, my hair doesn't look good. You know, every little thing is an issue. So at the time, I had like a M&M leg or something. So, of course, I stood out and people were looking at me. And, you know, it got hard because I was like, oh, people aren't even noticing me. They're just looking at my leg. And it was hard at first, but my mom, you know, she definitely took me in, and she was talking to me, and she was like, oh, my gosh, like, don't even think about it. It's not a big deal. You know, of course people are going to stare at you. Like, you have M&Ms on your leg. Not many people have something like that, you know. Mm-hmm. So she always told me, just be yourself. This is who you are. You can't change it, so enjoy it. And that's how she always, you know, talked to me and just made it a lot easier.
And you were active at a young age, weren't you? From reading through the article, there was nothing really that you didn't want to take head on.
Oh, no. And my parents were a huge role in that. You know, they got me involved in t-ball when I was little. I did gymnastics, cheerleading, just everything that they could put me in, they did, just to push me and make me feel normal.
And, of course, you have no memory. I mean, you were, what, 9 months old, I guess, when they amputated your leg. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Like 6 to 9 months old. I'm really not even sure how old I was.
Yeah. So, yeah, just reading through the story, I guess. So it's something you grow up with, and, I mean, it's all you've ever known.
Yes, sir.
Like, and you're from the good side of Texarkana, right?
I'm from the Texas side.
Oh, no. Gene Nail didn't tell me that.
Wow. We're not going to hold that against you.
But I came over to the right side.
Atta girl.
So how did the cheerleading thing come about?
I started when I was in seventh grade. My friends were doing it, so I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to try. I can tumble. Maybe I can do it. Tried out. Made it in my middle school. Loved it and just kept going and going and getting better at it. And I was like, well, maybe I can do it in college. And, you know, worked and came here and tried out, and I love it.
So when you were in high school, were there cheerleading tryouts for the Razorbacks? I read that you had to send in a video, but were there any times where you could go up there and actually have a face-to-face with the cheerleading coaches?
Oh, yeah. It was a long process. You know, we had to send in videos, and then they had callbacks on those. We came up here in April and had a tryout, which was like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we had an interview, you know, and stuff like that with Miss Jean and Coach Craig and Brooke. And had that, and then on that following Monday, they posted who made the teams. So it was definitely a long process, but it was a lot of fun.
What kinds of stunts and things did you have to do in the tryouts?
We had to do, you know, the one-man stunts. We had to do a full-up live, you know, like stretch, pull down, just, you know, pretty difficult stunts. So it took me a while before to work on those and get them down perfectly.
And what are you studying now? I know you're freshman, so do you even know? Do you have an idea?
Right now I'm doing communications.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say you're off to a good start.
Yeah, that's very broad subject matter there.
Do you have an ideal job in mind at this point?
I'd love to be a motivational speaker. Yeah. That's probably my big goal, you know.
Well, apparently, according to the story, it's working on your team. There was one of the young ladies said that you're the most inspiring person she's met, or most positive person she's met. So the impact you're having on your teammates is certainly working. Now, we need to get you to work with the football team a little bit, although things are going much better lately, which, as a cheerleader, that's got to be a lot more fun.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, now if we could just get the rain to go away.
Yes. That is definitely that would be good.
I met you at the prime time at the Palace, and I know in the article it talks about you as a football cheerleader, but I saw you cheering at the basketball games. What are the duties? Is it, do you always do both, or is it different teams that are assigned to different sports?
Well, we always go to football, basketball, and volleyball are like our three main sports that we cheer at. As far as like every game, we just split the squads up, and a few go one day, and then we'll trade out for the volleyball games and the basketball games. But everyone goes to football, so.
What about baseball? Do you guys ever do that, or is that a different group?
No, that's like the Palm Squad who does the baseball game.
So what's the rivalry there with the Palm Squad versus the cheer? Because, I mean, are they like, you look at them, you're like, come on. I mean, who can't do the salsa or whatever, I mean, types
no,
of stuff?
No, definitely not.
Come on.
They're awesome. I mean, I'm not a dancer, so just looking at them, I'm like, oh, that's really cool, you know? Mm-hmm. We all, even though they're on a completely different side of it, we all get along. We all have such a great time together.
Maybe you should be a politician, because that was a great answer. I'd vote for you.
Maybe you should
sure.
be a drama queen, Pat, because
no,
you're
I'm
so dramatic.
Listen, I live through it. I know how those girls get at each other, cheer versus palm, palm versus cheer, hiding each other's pom-poms and sneakers and all that kind of stuff.
You'd be surprised. It's really not like that.
Yeah. Patience Beard joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline, the Razorback cheerleader who's getting some national recognition. And I also saw in the story that while the zebra leg has brought you a lot of attention, you're thinking about a change. Is that true?
It is true. The way that you do it is you pick out fabric, and the hospital laminates the fabric onto the leg. Mm-hmm. So, I'm looking around at some material and would really like to get a Razorback leg because, you know, who can say they have a Razorback leg?
Not many people. How many prosthetic legs do you have now?
I only have two that I wear now because, I mean, I've grown out of all the other ones. But the one that I have other than my zebra right now is a skin-colored leg. Mm. And I never wear it because it's just weird because I've never had, like, a real-looking leg before. So right. I just don't really like it.
So what do we have to do to get that Razorback red prosthetic leg?
I'm actually going to get fitted for it. In the next few months, whenever I get some time to go up to the hospital.
Okay.
And just got to pick out some nice fabric that I like and take it up there.
I love it.
Awesome.
Now, did you grow up a Razorback fan? Did you grow up going to games?
Actually, I went to a few in high school, but my brother goes to A&M, so.
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's okay. I mean, he could have gone to Texas. That would be worse, I guess.
That'd be worse.
Yeah.
So. Do you have a big family?
Yes, sir. I have a very big family. I have three brothers, two older, one younger, and a little sister who's younger.
They all going to be in Little Rock to watch you on Saturday?
No. A lot of them, you know, my oldest brother goes to A&M. My two other brothers are in North Carolina with my mom. So okay. Just probably my dad.
So, Patience, give me a prediction on this weekend's game. What do you think?
We're going to do awesome.
That a girl.
You think we're going to win this week in Little Rock?
Oh, yeah. We're winning.
What is there a special cheer after a touchdown? Like, do you guys say, let's give it the 4-3-2 cheer or whatever? I don't know. What is the touchdown cheer called?
Well, actually, we just usually do, like, the fight songs, you know, with the band.
Okay.
Just always yelling, keep going, you know.
Can you do me a favor? I'm going to be in the stands. Can we get, like, two hog calls per quarter? Who do I talk to about that?
Probably Miss Jean.
I love Miss Jean. She does a great job.
She is. She's awesome.
She is awesome. We think you're awesome, too. We appreciate you coming on, and we hope that your trip to Little Rock is more successful than the last one. We don't blame it on you, but the ULM game was not one of the greatest experiences, but we need you to be part of a Razorback win in War Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
So
we are going to win.
Patience Beard, I'm going to send out a tweet to you with a copy of this interview so you can send it out to your folks.
All right.
And hold on to it for your resume if you decide to stay in communications.
Seriously.
Sweet.
There you go.
Because I'd be, once you decide that, I'm out, and I'm sure you're hired in my place, so.
Awesome.
I'm in. You can start tomorrow.
Awesome. Sweet. All right.
Patience, thank you so much. Have a safe trip down to Little Rock this weekend, and go Hogs.
Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.